Hey Pounders, this is J.R. Wilco with this week's Unnecessary Foolishness. It's episode 18 of the Superfluous Poppycock podcast. As always, I have my good friend Seth Warren with me, and we're back from a little bit of hiatus. And when I say a little bit, I mean 8 weeks. And I want to mean 8 weeks. 8 weeks of technical difficulties on my end, Seth. And then, you know, you were responsible for some of that as well.
Not really. But I will say it's not, I wouldn't say it's really on your end. It's more on, I think it's more on Skype's end. I don't think it's on you.
They changed things and then suddenly software that works with the, worked with the, I'm sorry, suddenly software that works with them is transitioned to software that worked with them. And took a little while to get all of that ironed out, but we had some vacations over that time.
Yeah, that was on you.
The weather is entirely different where you live than it was when we last talked. And
true.
And now we've got well, 2 months worth of stuff to catch up on.
That is true. Not a lot happened. We're not, you know, Spurs Kingdom was kind of quiet for the most part. But we've got some stuff we can definitely catch up on. We've got a looming regular season ahead of us.
It looms. It looms. We're talking about right at a month from now, and we'll have regular season games.
Very, very close. I don't know if you happen to see the latest bit of probably the hottest take news of the day. We had a special visitor at our practice this week.
The Spurs practice.
Special
visitor?
Former Spurs forward Tim Duncan made an appearance at the team's Wednesday training camp workout.
You don't need to call him former anything. The man has been designated as coach of whatever he wants.
I've kind of made a flop on Timmy. I've kind of changed my perspective because it dawned on me just the other night. Tim Duncan didn't retire because of age. He didn't retire because of usefulness. He didn't retire for any of those standard cliched reasons we have been led to believe. It suddenly occurred to me the realization that Tim Duncan simply retired because he deemed that that was easier and that was a safer venture than having to face Boban as an opponent twice a year.
Yikes.
For the next season.
You know what? He saw the writing on the wall and was like, poof, I don't want to go up against that guy. I did enough of that in practice last year.
I put on my Bobet shirt the other night, and I realized this is why Timmy retired. I don't want to play that guy head-to-head. It's one thing to body him and help him through practice and reach up
year.
And scratch his head. Yeah, that's why he
could
he
always
left,
so. Dodge him. He could always just say, hey, Pop, maybe I'm a little tired. Let's choose these two games.
Yeah,
why these two games particular old. Before the season, Timmy? Oh, I don't know. I just figure that's when I'll be tired. You're dodging Boban, aren't you? Stop it, Pop. Stop it right now.
But we both know being in the building with Boban is challenging if you're an opponent.
Being
and
in the
I think
building
Timmy's aware of that.
Sucks all the air right out of the room.
It does. It could impact your play for the next foreseeable month. So he. But anyway, Timmy was at Wednesday's training camp workout just 2 days ago. Pop joked that he would fine Timmy $2,500 for each day that he was absent. So Timmy was there today. Even with Duncan's surprise appearance, according to ESPN, his role within the organization remains a work in progress. Quote, when I got done arguing with him about why he's been fined for not showing up the last few days, we got that one out of the way first. Most people under contract are required to show up for their jobs, Pop said jokingly. He said he didn't have a contract, but I told him I thought we had a verbal contract, and I thought that was just as good as written. We're having a tough time right now, the two of us trying to get him straight. He's always been tough to manage, especially so now that he's retired. End quote.
Look, he's coach of whatever he feels like. Isn't that good enough for you?
That's pretty awesome, actually. To leave an organization and have the organization say, here's a key, what do you want to do? I mean, that's really a pretty ideal situation in retirement. The practice facility is mere blocks away from his garage.
Yeah. It's not a garage. It's a place of business.
It's an actual place of business, yes. I would call it a garage in the lingo.
It's blackjack, right?
It is Blackjack, and his home is not far away either. So it's kind of convenient if Timmy just, you know, I've said for years where Tim Duncan is going to disappear. He's going to fall off the map. He's going to be on a beach.
You did. You said he would go be straight to the Virgin Islands. You said it over and over and over. And what's happened?
He'll show up in 21 to make a speech, maybe a 14-15 second speech for the Hall of Fame induction, and then he'll disappear again until the inevitable NBA, you know, profile show in 2035. Then he'll come out kind of like Bill Russell did, you know, with the gray hair kind of hunched over. But I couldn't have been more wrong. It looks like he's going to be around, which I'm happy about.
No, I'm just like all kinds of happy about it. This is exactly.
Giddy.
I am giddy. This is exactly what this team needs, is to have as much of that DNA around. Look at all the new blood this team has on it. And it's not just, I mean, it's like we got a 1-year guy in LaMarcus. You got a Spurs rookie in Powell. And you've got all the other guys who, like, the actual rookies, Bertans and Livio Jean-Charles, if he makes it, and Ryan Richards outside shot, and
all David Lee.
David Lee, Spurs rookie. Yeah, it's like, forget that he's on the team sometimes.
We're pretty deep. We got some depth.
Well, it's deep with guys who need, like Pop was talking about, that arm thrown around a shoulder to make guys feel better and to bring them along and to help them. And that's, you know what, maybe he's coach of the big brother arm around the shoulder, right?
Well, and I think in all seriousness, I think if they have to name something, they don't have to. And in vintage Spurs fashion, I don't know that they will. They'll give you kind of give everybody a big F you, and they won't name him anything. They may even put him on the payroll officially without a title. I think it would be traditional Spurs.
Sure.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see director of player development or vice president of player development or something along those lines. You know, one guy that we're extremely excited about is Dedmon, Dwayne Dedmon. And he commented about it even this morning. You know, he told the media that Timmy told him, quote, he needs to talk more, communicate more on defense. I'll be doing that next time. He says a couple of words to you, lets you know what you need to do. So it's very clear that even Tim Duncan being around is going to have a monumental impact on the team this season. So I just wish it was in uniform, but we've covered that a few times.
Yeah, his uniform has just changed, right? His uniform has changed from the 2-1 on the jersey to baggy jeans and a blazer.
To the Kohl's special. That's what we're going back to.
But there, well, you know, I mean, he was at Old Navy. Maybe that's it. Maybe he'll be coach of fantastic Old Navy deals.
That is very true. I'd forgotten. See, this has been too long. I forgot all about the Old Navy paparazzi signing. And you know what else we forgot about is the last thing we were talking about, and the worst tease in the history of podcasting is, hey guys, here's a topic. Bye. And then you're gone for 8 weeks. And that's essentially what you and I did. We briefly touched on, and we've talked about it privately since then, we touched on all-time great Spurs teams. And I'm not talking about the 2005 team and their defense, or the 2014 team, which I contend was one of the top three NBA teams of all time. But that's another conversation. We're talking about various compiled all NBA Spurs teams.
You know what?
The best Spurs players of all time.
After 8 weeks of hiatus, we should tease that a little bit more and put that at the end of the podcast, just for fun.
At the end of the podcast, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
But you had an analogy for Tim. The cinematic analogy for Tim hanging out.
Oh, yeah. You know, my only concern is my first thought, and obviously my first thought was glee and excitement. And
yes, he's in the practice arena during training camp. How cool is that?
I giggled like a schoolgirl, but my second thought was, oh, I sure hope we don't have a Van Wilder situation.
Wait,
going
what?
On here. Van Wilder, you've seen the movie. I hope Timmy is not the guy that shows up wearing his letter jacket 2 weeks after graduation, or 2 years after graduation.
How could it be any I just can't imagine it being any further from the truth. I mean, what have everybody always said? What did R.C. Buford describe? How did R.C. Buford describe Tim and Pop?
After practice this week, or
no, like after Tim retired, and he was on the Vertical podcast with Woj, and he called them soulmates. That's what everybody calls them. You just say they just get along so well together. Right. They just mesh. They just work. I don't think it's too much to say that maybe Tim's best friend is Pop. He wants to hang out with his buddy.
Seriously?
Yes, he wants to hang out with his buddy.
This is the budding bromance, the soulmate bromance.
Budding?
Of
what
Timmy
could be,
and
what could be budding? They've known each other for 20 years.
Forget budding. Let's focus on bromance. The bromance of Pop and Timmy is what brought Tim into the practice facility this week. That's your position.
No, I think that they've decided that they would obviously they didn't just suddenly go, you know what, I think I'll make you a coach, right? I'll just invite you back.
Come on, this has been practice.
In the works. This is the product of multiple conversations. I think they genuinely like being around each other. I think that they enjoy having a challenge. Look, a guy like Duncan, as competitive as he is, you think he's just going to be able to just suddenly go, oh, yeah, don't need any more challenges in my life. I'll just sit back and make lunch for the kids and pick them up when they're done with school. This guy wants to achieve things.
That's not in question. What's in question is, did he come to practice because he's best friends with Greg Popovich?
I think the entire staying in San Antonio is possibly, like you said, Tim Duncan, I know what his temperament is. He's going to go straight to the Virgin Islands. We'll never see him again. And I think part of what's keeping him in San Antonio, I'm sure a lot of it is family. But I'll bet a good amount of it also is the fact that he wants that challenge, and he sees his friend being tasked with bringing an entire organization in transition from having an all-timer, an all-time great playing for it, to dealing with his departure and who's going to step up into that void. And that void doesn't get filled overnight.
Or generationally. I don't expect the void to get filled within a generation. But I still don't. I think our definitions, I don't equate best friend with soulmate. That's the problem. Now, granted, my lovely bride, my soulmate, I would consider her my best friend. But in this context, and in the context with which Buford delivered that quote, I think you can be mentor or father son and also be soulmate.
I'll tell you, I'll say best friend is a lot closer to the soulmate that they've been described as than Tim is to Van Wilder. He's not trying to capture fading glory. He's not living in the past. He's not wearing that letter jacket 2 years after graduation like what you were talking about.
I'm just saying I hope that that was the second thought I have is, oh man, I hope this doesn't, turn into something like that. Which, truthfully, we kill this argument by the Yale organization just immediately naming him vice president of basketball operations.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'd name him, I don't know, general manager. I mean, all kinds of different things the organization could do.
Isn't that position filled?
Well, we could go with assistant. We could go co-general manager.
We're going to co-RC. All right. Why not?
Yes, and we could start in the same way that the team transitions away from the dynamic legacy that Tim left. Our front office can transition away from the dynamic legacy that RC left and right into Tim Duncan's new legacy as a GM.
That would solve the letter jacket fear that I have. I can see Tim doing an awful lot. I don't know if I see him as that kind of a front office guy. I think there's a reason that Pop said what he said the way he said and didn't say he's with the organization or he's in the front office or anything. He said he's coach of whatever he feels like I think that's where the transition is. It's definitely he said he wasn't going to be sitting the bench. So we're not going to see him wearing a tie at games. Can you imagine Tim Duncan in a tie? Jeez.
I don't know that he would, regardless. Even if he was an assistant coach, I don't know if Timmy would. Does Gap sell ties?
Wow. His wardrobe, I'm telling you, has gotten better over the last couple of years. It's not all Gap. Anyway, but now that would be the day Tim Duncan is seen in public in a tie is what? Fill in that blank.
Oh, never. I think never's the easy answer. I don't see him showing up in a tie. If plaid was a requirement, I think he would meet that requirement pretty faithfully.
Maybe someone's funeral.
Yeah, tie. I don't really see. If jorts were a recommendation, I could see him with jorts on the bench.
Tie and jorts. It's Boys to Men from the early 90s. Yeah.
It'd be so awesome.
Oh my word. I could see it now. I think it's time to segue into your little celebrity list that you put together.
Oh, so I was bored. Yeah. A couple of weeks back in this downtime in which you were gallivanting, is the best way to say it. I was
struggling
bored
mightily with technology. Okay.
Struggling mightily. Gallivanting includes vacationing. That's why I said gallivanting.
Okay.
When you were running around, I spent some time on a list of Spurs celebrity fans. Just thinking about, I don't know what got me thinking about it. I mean, obviously you have.
You think about celebrity all the time. It's so important to you. It makes perfect sense.
Not so much. Uh-huh. I don't. That's why this is funny, because I don't know why suddenly. I have no idea.
It is a little odd, right? But follow it up. Let's go someplace with this.
So I started putting together a list of Spurs celebrity fans and just kind of the list of everyone that I knew of, everyone that I've seen, everyone that I've run into, everyone that I'd heard about. And when I was done, I looked back at this list and realized I don't know that there is another fan base that can top this list. Like, this is the coolest group of people.
Wow, you don't think anyone can top it? This is gonna.
Now listen, you're gonna have Nicholson and Denzel and Flea and short of Nicholson, Denzel and Flea, who do you really have that's a? And I'm not talking about Bieber, who this week is a Lakers fan and next week's a Heat fan and next week he doesn't even know. We're not talking about flyby nights. We're talking about verifiable fanhood.
And where they're at the games, like Billy Crystal with the Clippers.
Yes, aside from Diane Cannon, Jack Nicholson, Flea, and Denzel, there's a pretty steep drop off for the Lakers, and the Lakers and the Knicks come to mind. I mean, you got Mike Rappaport, you got Spike Lee. Who else do you have that's a solid? Is Seinfeld a Knicks fan? I think so. So that's, I mean, you're going to have a strong draw there. Boston, you're going to have 19 different Wahlberg brothers that are fans of the Celtics. So
Jay-Z and Beyonce still go to Nets games?
That's two. And that's why I threw Brooklyn right off the map. They're not old enough and they're not deep enough as a fan base. I mean,
I don't even know if they still go to the games, because I don't think he has an interest in them anymore, does he?
None of us are watching those games anyway, so I don't know that even they're not even off my list. On my list, I had New York,
be bad for years.
I had LA, and you know, you obviously have Boston and Philly. There might be some fans in there. You're gonna have Washington. You're gonna have some notorious fans, but I don't think there's a more dynamic list.
Dynamic. All right, hit me with the dynamism.
Okay, Danny Trejo, the actor.
Oh, yeah, he's got some gravitas for sure.
Machete, yeah, he's crazy gravitas. He did an intro video for the team a while back. I think it was in 14, lead up to the championship. I think he did an intro for the team, but incredible. Like that alone is a cool. I did some research online, and Utah Jazz's list is Macklemore, the band. Starts with Macklemore, ends with Macklemore.
Is that Danny a band, or is that – I always thought Macklemore was a dude. Is Macklemore a band?
I have no earthly idea. You think I'm listening to that while I'm Snapchatting and playing Instagram and all this other
crap. Come on, I know you got to pop some tags.
I'm as millennial as Danny Trejo. That's the best.
Wow, so Danny Trejo
is on my list, and that's solid. That list alone would kick the ass of most teams' lists, but – we continue. George Strait, Mr. Country Music. I would submit. I don't think it really gets any. I mean, I'm a Johnny Cash fan, and there's other various older artists.
Does George Strait still make music?
How dare you? Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's official. I don't know if it's in a studio.
Well,
but
he probably still plays. I was just wondering if he's still recording.
Every single time George Strait opens his mouth, he's making music. And I'm just going to leave it right there, JR.
Okay.
Because George is an icon. So that's, again, George Strait, Danny
Trejo. Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a guy.
That's not a, okay. This list is all right, it's growing on me.
It's growing on you quickly. The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Lonesome Dove, God's sakes. Have you ever seen, I don't care if you're a country guy.
The Three Funerals of Jose Altareda Venenitos Fuentes Martinez, somebody.
What are you doing right now?
That's the movie. That's a Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Okay, I don't care if you're a millennial living in a condo in a big city. If you don't appreciate Lonesome Dove, then you should just jump off a bridge because Lonesome Dove is incredible. It's an unbelievable epic.
I don't know what I did to make you think that I couldn't appreciate Lonesome Dove.
You just start talking
fantastic novel
about
as well.
Funerals and weddings and stuff. And movies
I was naming additional Tommy Lee Jones projects.
That doesn't make the case for Tommy Lee Jones to name an obscure movie that you can't even find online anymore.
No Country for Old Men. Is that good enough? Okay. Academy Award, right?
See, there you go. Okay. That's all you got to do. So Tommy Lee Jones, superstar. Now we're going to kind of backtrack a little bit, but it, again, appealing to a different demographic. This is not strictly a country boy kind of list, a tough guy list. It goes, you know, I'm well-rounded with this list. Mm. Selena Gomez.
Now you're going to appeal to the millennials for sure.
Sure,
she was at a game this last season. Selena Gomez. She had a little jersey on that she kind of popped, blew a few kisses to the audience, right? So she made an appearance there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And following Selena Gomez, we have obviously Eva Longoria.
Does she show up at games anymore? Can we call her a fan?
Regardless, she's diehard. I'm telling you, she is diehard. She didn't come to games for obvious reasons, but she's diehard. And when you meet your husband, I don't know if it's first husband, I think it's her first husband. When you meet your husband in the locker room of a Spurs game,
that's pretty
obviously
hardcore.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
So she, and that's solid. I mean, she's solid. I'll go with that. Now this is
she's still relevant too. She has a show now, right?
Yeah,
she's in a show.
Course.
Okay.
Yes. This one always blows my mind. Always absolutely blows my mind. But it's hysterical to me. And if you want to have fun, go Google some of this man's tweets about our organization. Samuel L. Jackson.
I know. That always blows me away, too. I love the fact that he loves the Spurs.
Huge Spurs fan.
Yeah.
And he will tell you in
how did it take? How did it take all the rest getting through all the rest of those to get to Samuel Lee? You could have let off the list with him.
I know, but you don't lead. You know, I mean, he's batting cleanup on this list.
Goodness,
so you got Samuel L. Jackson.
He's batting cleanup in sixth.
And again, I'm going kind of through the motions here. I'm giving you a full list, well-rounded list. I don't know that I'm even saying this guy's name right because you know he plays soccer and. We'll just leave it at that. Is it Thierry Henry?
Oh,
Tony's
Thierry.
Friend?
Thierry Henry. It's Thierry Henry, I believe.
Sure. Yeah, that soccer guy that's friends with Tony's.
Well, he was the best soccer player in the world for a while.
There you go. So the best soccer player in the world, which is kind of like being the tallest midget in the room, the best soccer player in the world loves the San Antonio Spurs. So there you go. That's solid for this list, I will tell you.
Yeesh.
Kevin Hart, the comedian, Spurs fan. Do you know that?
I don't think I knew that, but I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan. He just doesn't make me laugh. I wish he did. He's in enough projects.
He's a funny little man. But
you know what? He would take that. Absolutely. I mean, that guy has no issues with his height at all. I mean, I love his work ethic.
No.
I think I've got crazy respect for him. I just myself. I just don't laugh much at him. A little too much mugging.
Sean,
a little too much mugging. A little too. You know. Never
mugging.
No. Yeah. It was just. It's just a little. I don't know, didn't strike me as funny as all.
Okay. Shawn Michaels, the wrestler.
Okay.
again, appealing to different demographics.
Man, we are there, all over the place demographic-wise. I'll be with you there, sure.
This podcast, somewhere out there, there's an old white guy that loves NASCAR and WWE, and he heard me say Shawn Michaels, and he went, well, hot damn! Because that's solid on that list. Now, you may not be big on Selena Gomez. You may not be big on George Strait. I gave you Shawn Michaels.
You did give.
I'm covering all bases. Next question. Did you see the biopic on, or docudrama, I guess they call it, on OJ this past summer with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Man, you keep on telling me how good that is, and
it was good.
It won Emmys as well, right?
Won, like every Emmy there was, it was
like
insane.
Tons of Emmys. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It's worth seeing. Courtney B. Vance.
Okay.
The gentleman that played Johnny Cochran in that show, he's been in a lot of different projects.
He's one of those guys. Yeah.
Yep, but you know him most recently as Cochran in The People versus O.J. Simpson.
And he's a Spurs fan, too.
Courtney B. Vance is an enormous Spurs fan. Is not that amazing?
I'm all over it. You can add my father-in-law to that list, right?
Okay, sure. My personal favorite, and, you know, I don't know if I – what does my wife call it? My hall pass?
Oh,
Michelle Beadle from ESPN.
You got a hall pass for Michelle Beadle, no doubt.
Well, I'm taking on. I don't know if I got one. Julie probably doesn't know that. She would be upset if I was saying that. But if Michelle called, then it would just be, it is what it is. And she'd have to understand that's the course of evolutionary development within our relationship.
She's Sports Nation, right?
Yep. My wife would have to step aside. Michelle, yes, brilliant, funny, dynamic Spurs fan from the area. In fact, interned for the Spurs. So there's
that's right. I do remember that. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Same vein.
Yeah. More.
Yeah.
You've got more for me.
In
go.
That same
go.
Vein. Of course. Everybody knows Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is.
Stop that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You don't get to list Skip Bayless as a Spurs fan.
Well, he is.
No, he talks about the Spurs a lot, but he doesn't talk intelligently about the Spurs.
He was intelligent. We were judging by who talks intelligently, we'd have to pretty much take everybody off this list.
That's not necessarily true. I've heard some really interesting critiques of the way that the Spurs don't ice the side pick and roll from Selena Gomez.
Yeah, I've heard some in-depth analysis from Samuel L. Jackson, too. just go tweet some of his Spurs messages, and you will fall out of your chair laughing. Because, I mean, it's basically what you would expect.
Oh, but this man's job. You're talking about a man. No excuse to not speak intelligently about things. And this guy trolls Spurs fans as much as he is.
No.
As much, yes.
No, he's not a troll of Spurs fans. And if you watch his show, I don't remember what it was with the clown.
You know, Steven, he's got a new show. One of the commercials.
It looks good.
New show,
yeah, the new show
me,
looks good.
Made me laugh.
Show?
Well, yeah, the commercial was good, but you have no idea what the show is going to be like. But the show made me laugh. So, all right, move on. Who's next?
Well, I would submit Skip is definitely a fan. Let me give you another one that is completely. I will preface this by saying this guy I'm on the fence. I don't know for sure, but he was spotted in an airport not too long ago wearing full Spurs gear. Black shorts, what looked like a David Robinson jersey, and a Spurs cap. Cam Newton from the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, wow.
No South Texas connection. So I'm not sure where that would come from unless he just appreciates quality.
He just likes greatness.
I suppose so, but you don't wear that. And in my perspective, if you're gonna be a fan, and especially honestly, I mean, if I had to pick who Cam's a fan of, if I had 10 coins to put on a team, I'd put 9 of them on the Cleveland Cavaliers and 1 on the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. San Antonio wouldn't be in the ballpark at all.
The fact that
he chose Spurs gear and not just a jersey but a hat as well,
you know.
There's some fanship
multiple
there.
Pieces of swag there for Cam. I love it. I mean, if anything, he's distancing himself from bandwagon guys. I like it.
Yes. Yeah. And finally, on this list, I don't know if this is last but not least or how you want to look at this, but just by the sheer volume of her stature, it's a pretty significant get as a celebrity fan. Lady Gaga. As a Spurs fan.
Wow, yeah. I don't know how much she cares about basketball, but she definitely likes Tony and Manu.
She loves some Tony and Manu.
Yeah.
And that's pretty freaking cool.
It is. It is. She's a massive, I mean, she's still a big draw, right? I mean, she hasn't.
Lady Gaga, yeah. I mean, yeah. Not for me, but, you know, I mean, she is to somebody, I would assume. She's selling tickets out there.
Yeah. She's got to be. Shows.
She's a fashion icon, I hear.
Oh.
I don't.
Well, she's an incredibly talented musician. I saw a YouTube video of her years back before she hit it big, doing the songs from her first album unaccompanied, just playing the piano and singing along with it. And she's incredibly talented. I'm just blown away by what she can do.
It's way cool that she chose this to throw her support behind the San Antonio Spurs.
Yep. Man.
So there you go. And now I ask you, having heard that list,
list. There's some heavy hitters here.
Dude, are you not entertained? Like, look at that list. That list, I defy any other sports franchise. And I would even, you heard me, sports franchise.
Oh.
Now, the NFL is going to get a little dicey. Because there's going to be some solid.
You know what? Don't bite off more than you can chew. Let's conquer the NBA first before you start taking on the NFL. But goodness, this is quite a list. If Cam, if Lady Gaga, Samuel L. Jackson, those are heavy hitters.
Well, straight. You got Kevin Hart, who's basically in every single movie that's out right now.
I know. I think there's like two movies that he's not in, and they're like animated, and one of them's like stop motion, right? So
you've got Michelle Beadle, who again going back is I think the hottest woman alive. So you've got that option on the list. You've got Gaga, who wears meat suits. So whatever. I mean, you've basically got every
has
single
worn
thing
meat
covered.
Suits. I think is maybe more accurate. But now that man, that's no. Who was the first? Did you lead off with Tommy Lee Jones?
I led off with Danny Trejo.
With Jordan. Yes, Danny Trejo. God, he's good too.
It's so good. The list is, I mean, like there's no, and I get it. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew because maybe the Steelers have a lot of good fans. Or maybe, you know, the New York Giants clearly have a lot of great fans.
I'm sure.
I think this list alone slams the door on the NBA. I think the NBA is beneath us at this point.
Goodness. This is like, I'm serious. I was laughing when you told me that they could blow away the rest of the NBA teams, but I'd be hard pressed to beat this list. I think we might have to throw this out. I have to throw this out there.
You submit to me a better list, verifiable from a different team, and I will apologize. I will give you the crown if you can do so. But I don't think you can.
Why apologize? Why start something that you've been able to put off for 3.5 decades?
Because you know what? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's not likely to happen, JR. But if I'm wrong, I will take.
All right.
I will take the shame and humiliation that comes from an apology.
Oof! Wow. Humiliation. You can humble yourself without humiliating. Anyway, man, that's a good list. I will channel a little Schindler's List here and say the list is life. That was pretty good. That was well done,
nice.
Seth. You've brought it. You brought it this week.
I will find more because I'm convinced there are more. This is not even, to my knowledge, this is not even a bandwagon list. Uh-huh. I thought about throwing guys like, you know, former baseball pitcher Josh Beckett, probably a Hall of Famer. He's a Spurs fan. But is he? Or did we just issue him a commemorative jersey several years back?
Well,
because I don't know that he's a Spurs fan. I think he just took the jersey. So I left guys like that off the list. Or, you know, just because you show up and smile and wave and take free crap doesn't make you a Spurs fan. This is a solid verified list, but I'm still looking for other names that are verifiable Spurs fans.
Well, yeah, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I'm looking at this list, and I can't imagine. I mean, Jackson's still a star, and like you're talking about Michelle Beadle, Lady Gaga, Cam Newton. If he's really legit, if that wasn't just what he was wearing one day,
right? But
Tommy Lee Jones.
And I've thought a lot about that. You wouldn't wear. I mean, granted, he's a fashion guy. Spurs gear, not exactly, you know, catwalk kind of fashion. So I think you'd have to have an ulterior motive to wear Spurs gear. And I say Spurs gear plural because, again, if it's a fashion template, I would assume it's, you know, go with the jersey. You're going to be sporting, I don't know, a bowler's hat or I don't know, a motorcycle helmet or something stupid like Cam would do. Not a Spurs cap.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kirk Cousins got a honorary jersey for what he said about wanting to be the Spurs of the NFL. So maybe there's multiple
like that,
starting quarterbacks.
They don't come onto this list. Plus, Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's in even if somebody saw him at an airport wearing Spurs gear, I still don't know that I'd put him on this list. Cam Newton was the MVP.
Would he even be recognized outside of DC?
I doubt it.
He's kind of got a. He kind of looks like one of those guys that can get around without having to go incognito.
He does.
Man, I like it.
Did you ever, speaking of lists, and we have to close up by revisiting what we talked about before we went on our 8-week hiatus.
Oh, yeah.
The all-time best Spurs teams.
You want to do that? Hold on. You just came up with an epic list. It would almost be appropriate to save the all-time. You want to tack on all-time Spurs to the end of that epic list?
No, that's fine. You know what? Folks, listen. We've teased you and we've toyed with you for 8 weeks. Now it's 9. See you next Wednesday. Bring your list. You're exactly right.
I think that deserves more than just tacking it on at the end. And I think we should go into superfluous poppycock at this point.
Well, I will tell you that if we wait too much longer on my all-time Spurs list, I might have to change the lists again. So we need to get
we'll
on
it next
here
week.
Soon.
We'll leave
yeah, we'll
with
do it
that.
Next week.
We will hit that hard next week.
Well, everybody think about that. Bring that next week to the podcast. Bring that to the comments.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear your all-time best Spurs
Let's
teams.
Have it. Let's have it now. Week. Let's have it now so that we can dive straight into it.
Yeah, I mean that's an option. If you want to leave your, if you want to leave your all-time best Spurs teams now, I want players, best one, best two, best three, best four, best five on a team. Does that make sense? Because I say all-time
best point
best
guard,
Spurs
best
team.
Shooting guard, best Thank small. You. Yeah,
yes.
That's what you mean. Yeah. So you want three. You want at least three teams. You want first.
I
you want starters.
Yes.
You want reserves, and you want third team.
I just have a first team, second team, third team, all NBA Spurs.
So you've got 15 guys.
Yeah, I've got some honorable mentions. It looks like 6 honorable mentions on here, but the your top 3 teams are really the only ones. Those are the ones seeing the floor. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got all of Spurs history, right? They've been in the NBA for 14 years. Timmy played in 19 of those years.
Wait, they've been in the NBA but for 14 years? And
40.
Timmy,
40.
Thank you.
40.
Yes. So do your research, guys. Those of you who jumped on the Spurs wagon right about the time Cam did, and you've got your gear and you love some Tim Duncan, turn the page over to the left again. Just flip a few pages over and do some research, especially for all-time best fours, all-time best threes. Twos and ones are really fun because you're getting really deep on those guys.
No doubt.
But
that's
you will
be
shocked if you look at the heritage of our organization. And my celebrity list actually makes a lot more sense. If you look at the heritage of our organization, you go, wow. If you listen to the major media in the last several years, you would think we really just developed as a team in 1999 or 2000. Completely untrue. Do a little bit of research to make this all NBA Spurs team list and you'll see.
Good stuff. You just issued a call to action. I'm inspired.
Well, it saves me work. If other people are doing the research,
you've done your work already. Come on,
I could just go. Yeah,
save
that
you
guy.
Anything.
You're right, Joe in Omaha. That's exactly right. That guy is a great number one.
Now you're not going to be able to say, but that was my list before Joe in Omaha came up with
every
single pick that I've just. Now claiming as my own, and there's no proof. Somebody's going to go on the internet, and they're gonna post your list before you even come out with it. You need to put it in an envelope. You need to mail it to yourself. You need to email yourself or something to be able to prove that you're not just writing on Joe's coattails.
What's hilarious about our friendship is that I see right through you in so many different ways. I see when you bait and you tempt and you think, hey, I'll get him to show up in the comments.
That's not at all what I'm thinking. I know you're not going
to
comment on PTR anymore.
I don't even go to the internet.
Those days are past. Those days are long gone. You're like a businessman. You're a businessman now. You know, you got babies. You can't be spending time commenting on some fly-by-night blog.
That makes me sound like a prick, is what that makes me say. The way you just said that makes me sound like a
prick. You know what? If the shoe fits, the shoe fits, Seth.
Wow.
Come on. You know what? You've carried the show so far this entire time. So give me some superfluous poppycock. What's happened in the last 2 months?
What have we had going on? I mean, it's just been the teams, I assume, been lifting weights and running laps, but we haven't heard a whole lot. It's been relatively quiet in the last 2 months that we've been getting ready.
So unlike the Spurs to fly under the radar. Great point.
Right. There's, I mean, if I followed all the Bay Area news, I could come up with some superfluous poppycock every single day, either from Draymond or from any of the loons out in San Francisco. But I don't, so I don't have any recent quotes from Draymond either. I saw there was a highlight on my I think it was on my phone, a little ESPN highlight that apparently Draymond said something this week. It was some hot take. I didn't open it because Draymond's. My feelings on Draymond are well documented. So I don't really have any superfluous poppycock. I think everybody's kind of been on vacation, kind of like the Wilco clan. Everybody has been out. We've been recharging. So our see, I can't even say it anymore. That's what's ridiculous
that's
about
what,
us.
That's what 8 weeks will do. You forget how to say superfluous poppycock. It's pretty embarrassing, actually.
But once somebody says if the shoe fits, you just kind of.
Wow, I can't remember the last time I rattled you. This is weird.
It's just mean. It wasn't even rattling. I was just like, wow. Here's the belt, and here's JR smacking right below.
Wow.
But that's fine. No, I don't. Do you have any superfluous poppycock?
I don't know. I guess just the fact that it's on us, I think. I don't think you need to look any further than the fact that we went 8 weeks without podcasting because we're just trying to dovetail with Skype to be able to record our calls and make it happen, with be able to hear both of us on it. So I guess the superfluous poppycock is shame on us for taking this long.
Good
taking
call.
nearly two months. It's now been 2 months exactly. Since we've had a podcast up, and so my apologies to everybody. Thanks for continuing to send me notes and messages on PTR comments and sending me tweets. Wondering what was going on. Really wish that we could have gotten back sooner, but this is the first time that we've actually called poppycock on ourselves. Hopefully, it'll be the last time.
It won't happen again. It snowed. Where I live, it snowed the latter part of August.
You live in Colorado. You live in the mountains. How is that poppycock?
It's just the latter part of August. I mean, that's still pretty early. You got to admit, especially during an era of global warming, you definitely have to admit it's an early time to get snow. That was poppycock. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm just a shoe fitting prick though.
And on that note, that'll do it for this episode, Founders. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep safe and let it fly.